Hello. This is Richard Shepherd, Professor Richard Shepherd of the Richard and Steve podcast. Welcome to the new edition. With me, as always, is my non-spatial life partner, Stephen Leslie's Parks. Say hello, Stephen's Leslie's Parks.
Hello!
That's a nice Nana Moon quavery hello you've got there. Thank you very much.
Quavers?
Quavery.
Oh.
As in of quaver.
Oh.
So, how have you been, Stephen?
Let's
dive right into this one.
Well,
This is New Year.
This is the New Year special, although it'll be going out in February.
Yes.
Quite ironic.
Yes.
Yes, I had a good Christmas. I had a good New Year.
I didn't ask, but thank you. Not really.
How about here's a little gift for you from Christmas.
Yeah.
And your birthday.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Listeners, if you want to know, that was actually better than the present he actually got me. So.
Oh, really?
So that helps.
Why is that? Oh, I know. My name's Richard Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go and buy myself some stuff.
What are you doing?
I'm joking.
Take
I was joking on my own talent.
Take a minute, Steve. I got to do an announcement, so just take
okay.
a minute.
If you excuse me, I was going to go... Get a drink.
Please do. An announcement. Last month we said we would have Matthew Stogden on this podcast. Unfortunately, that due to time constraints, that hasn't happened. Hopefully, we'll have him on next month. For those of you who don't know, Matthew Stogden, just picture Smirnoff Ice spokesman, the Judder Man, with the haircut of K.D. Lang, and you've pretty much got him there. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Yeah, it's a shame that we won't be having the Ghost.
The
on
Ghost.
Our show.
MC Ghost.
Which is a shame.
Yes, I just explained about that. That's fine. We're going to try and do it for later on in the year. Maybe talk about big summer blockbuster movies.
Okay, well, I have got some news.
Sock it to me, baby.
Okay. As you know, my other half works in another country.
Yeah, he doesn't like spending time with you, does he?
He's well, your other half is over the other side of the country.
So that's still nearer than Germany.
That's more of an insult for you because she's like, yeah, I'm in the same country. I just choose to be further away from you so that, you know, you're thinking to yourself, she's still in the same country and she chooses not to be closer.
But I think the thing about your boyfriend is he despises you so
much. Oh, so
you're
saying you got a boyfriend? Because, you see, I said other half.
Shut up. The thing about your boyfriend is he despises you so much, he wishes to go to another country to forget every aspect of you, including your nationality.
Which is the same as his.
Yes, because he's learning German, he's assimilating into Germany. He's going to be a Germaniac pretty soon.
Like I was saying, before you went
he's trying
on
to pass for German.
As you know,
which ironically I didn't do at GCSE level.
As he's only there for... You didn't do any GCSEs, did you?
I did. I'm educated, unlike
you. Can't
you.
Really sh- you can't really have...
I didn't go to Cockney University.
As a GCSE,
I didn't. Though. I didn't do my dissertation in switchblade theory.
I didn't do my
practical in you know, what do they call it? Giving Chelsea smiles, or whatever it is you do at the East End. Mm. Sorry, you've got an announcement about your boyfriend.
No, it's not. Well, it's about the future.
Oh my God, have you seen the future?
Of the Richard and Steve podcast.
Are we all going to die?
Eventually, yes.
Oh my God.
You're going to die, depending on how this podcast goes,
yeah.
Either the end of the day or the end of the year.
And I suppose you're just going to check out the predictable way, autoerotic asphyxiation.
What?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
You mean as in strangling you?
No, as in you're strangling yourself while you're strangling your chicken.
Ah.
Double strangle, double dip phenomena.
Phenomena. Anyway, like I was saying, this may be the actual last and final year of the Richard and Steve podcast.
Almost certainly. And may I say, it can't come soon enough.
That's what she said.
She did say that, so that's okay. Okay, why is this?
Well, because Mark is...
Explain.
It has basically come to pass that he won't be there for the 2 years because he's only there to be for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, or 18 months. So, basically...
German efficiency.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically, it's going to be probably this time next year and we will have moved to Gloucester.
Wow, that's a depressing part of the country. Good luck with that.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sorry, where do you live again?
I live in Norwich, the finest city
in
the world.
Whereabouts in Norwich, though?
Bishop Bridge area.
Yeah, the one where I have to kind of step over all the drunks, bums, and alcoholics.
Yeah, I suppose Ipswich is like a picturesque cultural capital of the world, is it?
We got whore killers here.
You've got what?
Whore killers.
What? Say that again.
Whore killers.
That's an interesting word.
But it's two words.
It sounds like you're saying hawk illers. Like people who deliberately sicken hawks. And I don't know if they're like sicken as in like poisoning them, or sicken as just hawks go by and they just look at them and go, oh, fuck off. You degenerate. I'm not landing on your glove, you pervert. I don't care how many rabbit guts you're holding. You're not helping me. You're sicking me. This is what the hawk's thinking about this guy.
Yeah.
This pervert just standing there with his leather glove and his rabbit guts.
And the fact that he's
completely
naked.
In the nude, exactly. Do you think that would be like a bit dangerous? Because when you've got the rabbit guts dangling down, trying
to take
the hawk.
Might go for your...
yeah, exactly. Your danglers. Yeah, exactly. Mr. Bojangles. Which brings us neatly around to testicular injury news, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And as promised...
Yes, you may remember your homework from last month, Stephen.
My homework was to do at least two jingles.
I tasked you with doing some jingles for ball injury news that would
set up... ball injury theatre.
Ball injury theatre.
It kind of went either way, didn't
beautiful,
it?
Beautiful, beautiful word. But something that would kind of just kind of establish the fact we're going to be talking about balls for a certain section of the show and how they can get injured.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And basically, I'm about to now show you the ones that I've made.
I am literally...
And I'm worried that if you don't like either of them, we're just going to have no jingle at all.
Okay, I'm literally sitting down in anticipation.
Right, okay,
are you going to set this one up? Is this like your first attempt, or is this like the one you're most proud of, or...?
I'll just do the first one I did.
Okay, and then we'll,
so
then we'll,
here we go.
Then we'll talk
is,
about
is,
it.
This is the first one. That's the first.
That's not bad. I like the fact your voice went quite American at the end. It was theater.
I was kind of going
theater.
Can they speak like that?
That's how they say Theodore in America. Theater. when they're describing the chipmunks. Yeah, big up to DJ Chipmunk if you're listening, by the way. They say Alvin Simon Teeter.
Isn't it Alvin Simon and Theodore?
Theater. Where's Theater? He's in a theater.
Don't ever do
putting
anything.
Up a bird feeder.
Why would they sound
he's
like
going
a
West
farmer?
Country now. Where's Theater? He's in a theater putting up a bird feeder. Who with? Eddie Reader. That's one for fans of mid-80s female vocalist Eddie Reader getting a shout out. A rare shout out. So that's not bad.
Okay.
It's kind of it's quite sweet. I want maybe something a bit more punchy though. Something a bit more bang bang
it's
bang.
It's time of the ruddy month again, where we hear some more ball injury news with your hosts, Richard and Steve.
I like that.
I kind of went for the whole kind of E4 guy. Do you remember?
Oh yes, of course, of course. It's not bad though. Is that your voice just kind of digitally fucked with?
Yeah.
I like it.
Digitally fucked with.
Play that one again.
It's the time of the ruddy month again, where we hear some more ball injury news with your hosts, Richard and Steve.
It's good. I'm not sure. I'm never sure about the phrase "time of the month," though. Is that just me?
But that could go for both things, couldn't it?
What, ball injuries and menstrual cycles?
Yeah.
If you get injured in the ball once a month, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's that time of the month where we only do a ball injury news once a month.
Well, we only do a podcast once a month.
Exactly, so therefore when you hear about
but
ball injuries...
Can I just say, that does not stop you from discussing testicles in your own time. I don't want an embargo on that, so feel
but you
free.
You do. I mean, whenever I meet you, it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, did you hear about this dude's balls?
How's your beef? How's your pork?
Can I just give a request that people actually start saying "How's your pork" instead of "Hello"?
Don't say hello to anyone. Just go up to someone and go, "How's your pork?
How's your pork, mate?
How's your pork?"
Yeah, it's something I'm just trying to replace "Hello" with because we've had "Hello" for a long time now, and I think change
how's
it.
Your pork for
something new. I mean, if you got something else,
how's your pork for blokes?
Yeah,
and then this for women.
Yeah, I love Where's your fucking minge?
Yeah, you can go ahead and delete that MP3. Thanks. Thanks, Steve. Thanks. That's not cool, man. That's...
Oh, dear. That made me laugh.
No, it's how's your pork for men? Mm. And for women, you just say, badger time.
And then do a little kind of MC Hammer dance.
Yeah, instead of hello, that's going to replace hello.
I don't think it will.
But if you've got any suggestions about what we can replace hello with, because it's
if we actually replace
it's done,
the word,
it's time. It's done.
If we replace
hello,
what about the song by Lionel Richie?
Which one?
Well, hello.
It's badger time. Is it me you're looking for?
He couldn't kind of go.
How's your pork?
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your fridge.
Yeah, and I guess maybe in the magazine Hello, now being called Pork Time. I quite like that. So,
Pork Time.
It's a combination of both the male and female greetings that are going to replace Hello.
Badger pork.
How's your badger? It's Pork Time.
Porky Badger.
This is again descending into gibberish, much like last month.
Like most of them, really, isn't it?
How's your pork? It's Badger Time.
But anyway, so yeah, which one are we going to go for? Which one?
If you've got any other suggestions, listeners, to replace Hello, because Hello's done, it's dead, it's done its time.
I wasn't talking about Hello.
Write into howdoesitend@hotmail.com and let us know. howdoesitend@hotmail.com. Sorry, are those the only two you've done?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the second one then, isn't it?
The second one.
Well, we can play the second one to begin with, and the second one can be outro music. The first one can be, like, outro music. So we could start, it's Ball Injury Theatre, and then the end would be,
Ball Injury Theatre.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right, well.
So, did you want to play the intro while I get my ball injury notes?
Okie dokie, right, well, here we go then.
It's the time of the ruddy month again, where we hear some more ball injury news, with your hosts, Richard and Steve.
So, as the guy said, it's that time of the month again where we discuss where the gentlemen of the world have unfortunately damaged a very, very intimate part of their body, and I don't mean their wallets.
Bad ball times.
These men, guys are nutters.
Men, beware women, and in some cases other men who will do injuries to your
especially if you
testicles.
Slap their kids.
Two stories on the bulletin board for you guys today, for you, a few ball fans.
I have one too, remember?
Oh, yes. Okay,
that's
well,
three.
I'll do my two, and then you... Is it like a news story, or is this like an urban legend?
No, this happened to a guy that I went to school with.
Oh, that's not a good start.
No, it did, and it...
Okay.
It was horrid.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
No, we're going to do some news first, and then we can go on to your one's more like an editorial, because it's more like a story.
Well...
Mine is hard-hitting... Actual,
but it's not a story. It's
ruddy,
actually...
bloody news that happened in real life.
Okay, go for it.
To people and places and things. The first one of these happened in Pittsburgh, home of George Romero.
Mm-hmm.
It happened on New Year's Eve last year, 2009.
So basically, about a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So this poor guy, right now, has got swollen balls.
Well, this is the thing. This story doesn't have much detail.
Oh, okay.
But
so is it just kind of open to interpretation?
The other one's got more detail. This one is a bit just blank. Okay, in Pittsburgh, a man was shot in the testicles.
Ow.
Yes. On Dearborn Street in Pittsburgh on Thursday. He was shot in the left testicle and thigh and was bleeding profusely.
Oh!
Police at the moment have not issued any reason why he was shot in the left testicle and thigh. Or indeed any further information about the dude. Suffice to say, he won't be sitting down for a while.
I would imagine it's because he's nuts.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. All over the street, apparently.
You got to give them credit, though. If they can shoot someone just in the left head, like, miss the knob completely.
That's sharpshooting, isn't it? That's. Did you think he was, like, shot from behind or in front?
Unless, of course, the guy was jumping in the air at the time.
He could be on a trampoline.
And as he was coming down, obviously, the old John Thomas would have been in the air.
Boop.
Whilst the old two...
If he's on a trampoline, would you have to get somebody on the up or the down to get them in the testicles?
Down, because obviously when they go up, when they come down, it'd be like, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a question for the physicists.
Any physicists out there who fancy jumping up and down on a trampoline naked whilst their mates shoot them in the balls?
Yeah.
To answer that question...
I mean, you don't have to use a real gun. You use like a paintball gun or something.
Wouldn't that be even worse?
No, not worse than a real gun. That's why on paintballing weekends they don't give you real guns. They give you paintball guns.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Because you'd die.
Oh, fuck you.
Idiot.
So yeah, if you if any of the scientists out there do want to answer that question, then post all your replies to how does it end at hotmail.com.
And if you are that guy in Pittsburgh who got shot in the ball, please write and let us know more details, because I couldn't find any more details about that story.
I think he probably wants to keep it on the down low, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, well, exactly. Keep I think
it undercover.
His status has probably been upgraded from critical to eunuch by now. So bad times.
I suppose you won't have to worry about the ever increasing population. Or him adding to the ever-increasing population with the fact that he probably can't have kids now.
Okay, he's probably homosexual, but whatever. Anyway, that was in Pittsburgh, which is a city in the United States, the colonies, as I like to call them. This also happened in a former colony, Australasia, in a city that goes by the name of Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Adelaide. It's from the Adelaide Now Gazette. Mm-hmm. It happened, this is even worse, happened on the 16th of December last year. So we've really got to catch up with ball news.
Yeah, but this all happened after our last podcast went out.
Okay, but this little news nugget,
it
really does sum up the words of Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
One of the greatest pioneers in psychoanalysis ever.
Mm-hmm.
Who summated his thoughts on female behaviour by simply saying, "Bitches be crazy, y'all."
Sure, he didn't say that.
Bitches be crazy, y'all. Holla. Holla.
Well, it's kind of doing that thing where you kind of put the two middle fingers over each other like
West Side,
in a cross.
Yeah. He's West Side of Vienna in the 19th century. That's what he did. Sigmund Freud. Bitches be crazy, y'all.
Freud
anyway.
His mum.
Well, no, he speculated that he was some men fancy their mum. I've seen your mum. It's nothing to be proud of. Anyway, she doesn't listen anymore, does she?
Does your mum listen?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
She listens.
She's very proud of her sonny boy. And I'll tell you who you shouldn't be proud of. Suzanne Staltari.
With a name like that, no wonder she's fucked off.
Bad times for Susan Staltari, who on the 16th of December 2009 twisted...
Oh, God.
Twisted a police officer's testicles after... Okay, this is like blankety blank.
Okay. Have I got a guess?
I'm going to hit you with the blanks and you get a guess.
Okay.
Okay, a woman twisted a police officer's testicles after wiping a blank, blank, blank on him. I'm going to be like Les Dawson, just flick the cards while you're thinking.
Okay, I would say...
he used to do that, as well, he used to just wrap his fingers on them.
So it was a blank, blank, blank.
Yeah, three blanks.
So about a bloody woman... jam rag.
That's not bad.
Is it really?
That's not bad.
I got it.
Well, no, I mean, the phrase bloody jam rag isn't really used in journalism.
Or
is it kind of like
a bloody sanitary towel or something?
You're so close, I kind of want to give you the points here. But I'm afraid I'm going to send
used
you.
Sanitary.
I'm going to send you home with a blankety blank checkbook and pen because you haven't won. Unless you want to take a second guess. You're close.
It's got to be sanitary towel.
No.
Oh. Tampon. It's got to be something like that. Isn't
no.
It? Johnny.
No.
Okay, I give up.
It's not something that would normally be offensive, but something else makes it offensive.
You. It's got to have something to do with your. Oh my God! She rubbed her fanny on him.
Again, close.
Oh, was it her naked vagina?
Eesh, oh, you're,
or her
oh,
breasts?
You're so close. No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to
okay,
let you
for
know.
It. What was it?
Adelaide Now, 16th December 2009. A woman twisted a police officer's testicles after wiping a urine-soaked dress on him.
So hang on. She sticks a dress of piss on him. And then she twists his balls as though it was his fault. Is that what I'm getting?
This is what you call a bad day at the office for this police officer, isn't it? This is bad times.
Were there any pictures of the policeman?
No, not on the sign. But okay, this is Karen Susan Staltari, 58.
What I want to know is, most American policemen would wear like wife fronts, wouldn't they?
I'm not an expert in these matters, seriously, dude.
I would imagine that they probably would.
I know they wear clip-on ties, so you can't strangle them with them, so I assume they wear kind of breakaway underwear like the Chippendales wear. In case anybody tries to, like, grab them.
I think he's so right. You've got to be, not being funny, right?
Yeah.
But he must have either had really huge balls,
well,
either low-hanging balls.
If he's going to approach a crazy woman like this, he's going to need them.
Especially one that pisses herself.
It's the low-hanging fruit that always gets plucked.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is how she manages to grab both of them. Not his knob, but I can only imagine.
It does specify both testicles here, so yeah, both.
So she would have had to have grabbed it, but through his trousers.
Yep.
And twisted them. But how could she? She must have twisted them.
Let me give you some background here.
She must have twisted them like that, as opposed to like that. You know, kind of like. Face
you're
going
to have to describe
on.
What you're doing because people can't see this.
Like if you were to put your hand on a clock face.
Describe the various grips you would use for ball grabbing here.
Right, well, you could either do the underhand grab, couldn't you?
For example, as how one would grab what?
As you would cut
if you were
something.
Like picking an apple from a tree, basically.
Yeah, like that.
The
yeah.
apple grab.
Yeah, so you, like yeah. the apple grab. That's grab them. And that's the kind of one I would imagine that you would like use to pull on or twist.
Or pluck.
Or you've got one like as if you were undoing a safe, kind of grabbing them, doing that.
A safe cracker, yep, yeah. That's a classic.
Or the other one would be kind of like as if you were, I don't know, grabbing hold of a chicken's neck and then kind of twisting it. Really, that's the only thing. Or like a vertical motorbike handle throttle thing. The way they kind of do that. That's the only way I can imagine she would be able.
Well, look,
to
if
do
I
it.
Can arrange an interview with Carol Susan Steltari for next month.
It's not her. I want to speak to the policeman.
Okay, well he isn't named, but I can probably find out about that under the Freedom of Information Act. Which
do you reckon she gave him any kind of truncheon jokes after that?
Let me give you some background, man. I got more stuff.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's more.
Carol Susan Steltari, 58, became aggressive trying to remove her mother and brother, who both have Down syndromes. Oh, Steve. Really? That's the button, isn't
both
it?
Her mother and her son have got Down syndrome.
No, her mother and her brother.
A mother and a brother. Both of them have got Down syndrome.
Apparently so.
That's
or rather,
that's some bad fucking luck.
They were in a home for Down syndrome people, so one assumes they have Down syndromes. Because if you're in a chicken coop, you're probably a chicken.
With Downs.
That's not cool.
Why are you laughing then?
I'm not. Steltari. Steltari.
Steltari.
58. Urinated over her clothes.
She and might then, not have Downs, but she sounds as fucking crazy as a
and
mother
then,
and brother.
Get this. Okay. And then she Which? Urinated on her clothes okay. and then rubbed them on a senior constable's face and chest.
Constables?
That's not the funny part. It's face and chest.
I want to know is
when the officer tried to stop her removing her mother and brother from a Downing home nursing surgery.
What?
I don't know. I can't read my own writing.
What I'm getting here is that she went to take them out of the home.
Yep.
Obviously against the will of the people that are at the home.
Apparently so.
Then she decided to.
She started causing a fracas. The police were called.
Yep.
Police turned up.
Kind of. Excuse me, said, ma'am. Step away from the Downies. Step away from the mongoloids.
Possibly.
Probably how they would
I
say
I don't know
it.
If that went down like that, but okay.
Probably would.
Call the cops.
Then, for some crazy reason, she thought, you know what? I'm going to go effing crazy. I'm going to take off my dress.
Yep.
I'm going to piss on it.
Yes.
You know, copper squat in the middle of the street, piss all over it. Got to give her credit that she can piss
well,
on demand.
No, I don't think it's the middle of the street. It's probably in the middle of a Down syndrome nursing home where they're maybe attuned to that kind of behaviour.
Oh, right, so really, everyone else is kind of just looking at her as though nothing had happened.
Yeah, she's probably like Spartacus, and she did it.
And then they all
chap
died.
Thought, aha!
As soon as she walked out, everyone was pissing
until
on their
the
clothes.
Floor was a tidal wave of piss and piss-soaked clothing.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is, she was then naked, right? Pissing on her
well, no,
clothes.
She was,
but then the policeman,
maybe wearing underwear.
Yeah, but the police... She had to piss through her underwear to piss on her dress.
We can't really debate the rationality of her actions at this point.
But then she would have had to have taken it off. The policeman would have seen her having a piss. Then she would have gone running at him with a piss-stained dress.
Well, okay, well, now what if the policeman was outside the door, knocking on, saying, let me in, please, ma'am. You can't take your brother and your mother out of this house. And she's going, oh, just a minute. I'll be with you in a second.
Yeah, but for me, I would be thinking to myself that it wouldn't have happened
then,
like that, though, would it?
Then she opens the door. First thing the officer sees...
What up? How'd you like that? Thing is, though, right? It wouldn't have happened that way, would it?
Unnerving day for the police.
It wouldn't have happened that way for a simple reason.
Can I just point out that these people aren't actually in Australia? We've been doing the accents wrong.
Oh. You didn't say that, though.
I said it was Adelaide, you idiot.
Oh, so... Oh, okay. I didn't do geography. Yeah. I done history.
Yeah, excuse me, lady. Can you step out of the Down syndrome's home for a second?
I'm taking
What's
a piss
doing?
Out of my dress.
Going to the daddy.
Mate.
Yeah, exactly. That's anyway, to in summation, at the police station, senior constable who got the piss in his face and chest tried to stop Steltari standing up in the interview room. Eventually, she could try to that and grabbed his testicles and twisted them. The officer had a tear in his right epididymis.
Oh, I'm assuming that's your ball sack.
And a subsequent infection.
Probably from all the piss on her hands.
Bad times.
I'm saying that, they wouldn't know, would it? Because of piss.
Bad times. We're going to have to be quick now. We've only got a couple minutes left, and I've got the big announcement to do.
Well, I've...
you've got your ball story.
Yeah.
We can do the big announcement next month. That'll be fine.
What?
Big announcement next month.
No, we can do it this month.
Well, do your ball injury story pretty quickly.
Okay, well, basically, I used to go to school with my friend, and he used to fuck about in the swimming pools, and he used to jump off those diving boards and stuff like that. And there was one day, he went up onto the top diving board and was basically being a twat.
Okay.
And he jumped off the diving board at an angle.
Oh, dear.
And landed on his balls on the bottom diving board, and
he
kind of hit it, went up in the air, span, went into the water, and it basically crushed his testicle. And
for good?
He had to have it removed.
Bad times.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't feel it.
No, did you see it?
Oh, I didn't see his testicle. No,
okay.
Very bruised, I would imagine.
Fuck yeah.
But he got
probably looks like a can't breathe cream egg crushed under a heel of a boot.
But then the thing is, though,
or even a boot heel.
He stiletto.
A stiletto heel.
Why would you tell everyone that? Because he told everyone at school. I think it's probably because there were people at the school that he knew that would probably end up saying something.
I think because probably most people saw him rolling around on the swimming pool floor going, ah!
No, he was in the water.
My testicles! He probably crawled out and just kind of rolled around the side of the pool. He's going, ah! My.
This really hurts,
man.
Anyway, this
terrible story. Stereotypes are terrible. We do occasionally touch on them. We shouldn't.
You touch them.
There is only one stereotype that has been proven to be real and proven by history and sociology, and that is the fact that homosexuals are lazy. You, Stephen Parks, are a lazy man.
How am I lazy?
Because for the past month you have not been searching out new sponsors for the Richard and Steve show. Richard Shepherd of the Richard and Steve Show
sponsors?
Has been searching out new sponsors. We've got one.
Who
it's exciting.
It? Who sponsors what?
It's the WEW. It's Women's Erotic Wrestling.
You're kidding, aren't
no.
you?
No.
Why would Women Erotic Wrestling...
I've been emailing the head of the WEW for the past couple of weeks.
Looking at lady-on-lady porn.
It's a sport, idiot.
But they're naked, though, aren't they?
They get naked.
And
that's
then they're
a point.
Muddy.
They get the costumes torn off them.
And then
but
they
that is not the
lick
point.
Each other, don't they?
I don't care.
And then
that's not what I'm
having
into,
sex.
Dude. Jesus Christ.
Finger
man.
Sex.
It's a sport.
Finger in
wrestling
sex.
Is probably the ancientest sport in the bloody world. And you've got to bring it down with your cheap,
two in the
tawdry
goo, one in the poo.
Insinuations.
That's what's going on, isn't
it? Cheap, tawdry insinuations. Anyway, if you go to www.com, you'll find links to our podcast.
www.com.
I'll put the link on the website, but if you go there, you'll find links to our podcast on their website now, and links to their site on our website now. And
that just makes us look like we're kind of
and in
promoting
return,
porn.
We're entering into a sponsorship deal with an up-and-coming athletics promoter.
When you say sponsorship, that means they pay us, though, doesn't it?
It means we will eventually see some kind of recompense.
So basically, you've
in the
done
form
this
of
so that
free
you
tickets,
get, you get free fucking membership,
free flights.
Isn't it? But I don't want to see those silly old tarts with their knockers hanging out, wrestling each other in
I
mud.
I thought you liked wrestling.
Not naked ladies in wrestling mud, ripping each other's clothes off.
Anyway, in return for all the free stuff they're going to give us, we have to give out a few announcements.
Give you? Do I have to read them?
No, you couldn't read my writing anyway.
You couldn't read your writing.
True that. Anyway, okay, first one, 13th of March 2010. This is happening in the Metro Sports Centre, 5820 Metro Centre Drive, Evansville, Illinois. So.
Is this in America?
Yes.
We've got, oh my dear lord.
The combatants in this particular bout are Lady Vendetta.
Vendetta, Vendetta.
Haley Hatred and Becky Lee, and they'll be in Cage Rage at 7 o'clock.
Do these girls, have these girls listened to our podcast?
Almost certainly.
That's weird. I need to check this out. I want to see these ladies.
Okay. Oh, this one's coming up on the 6th of February. So if you want to get in for this one, do so quickly. 7:30. This is at West Hoke Middle School. That's 200 North Carolina Drive. in Rayford, North Carolina. And I got a point. This is the RWC Flow Women's Championship, and it's got TNA Knockout Daphne, that's spelled with two Fs, versus Allison Danger. And the number one contender match will be between Scandinavian sweetheart Maya S versus Nicola Paoli. And the backup match will be Jessie Air Jordan versus Kimberly, the Queen of Spades. Her second name is Spades. The thing in the middle is Queen of in inverted commas. Also fighting on the day will be Andrea the Giant, Skittles, and Fruity Juice. So,
Skittles?
Oh, can I just point out, if you do
intend Skittles in America,
if you do intend on attending this fine bout, do not go through the front entrance at West Hope Middle School. It's being repainted. Please use the side entrance.
Or go in the rear.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good.
So I just want to know, why and how did this happen? How did we get sponsored by a porn site?
It's not porn.
It's soft porn,
wrestling.
Isn't it?
It's wrestling.
Yeah, but the way
it's
you said that they
sport,
strip off their knickers.
It's athleticism.
Are they
in
naked?
The course of
are they naked at the
match,
end? Are they naked at the end?
Involving punching and fighting, people's costumes are going to get ripped.
Yeah, but is it intentionally?
And you may
ripped?
See some boobies. I do not guarantee.
But
that
is it?
At West Hope Middle School. However,
look,
the seedier side of women's wrestling will be represented at Fantasy Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, there you go.
This
then.
One's on 11800 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio. Brittany Force will be fighting Sassy Steffi with Angel Dust, Samantha.
Angel Dust?
And Vicky
drugs.
Gambino. Who sounds like a mafia enforcer.
Oh, shit.
Do not F with her.
Or she'll cut you up.
Exactly.
I need to know. Just
so
quickly,
if you like seeing somewhat overweight women punching each other in a wrestling ring, there we
you
go.
Like punching them in
welcome
the ring.
To the new era of the Richard and Steve WEW Sports Extravaganza podcast. Steve, work on some women's wrestling jingles for next month.
Women's wrestling jingles?
Yes.
What the fuck am I supposed to put in a women's... Do you reckon they play this whilst they're having
I can see how this will make women angry. Yeah.
They listen to it. They hate us.
Yeah.
Then they go out there and tear each other's fucking heads off.
Well, exactly. Yeah,
excellent.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If anything, we're kind of fighting for women's right to kick the shit out of each other.
In many ways, we are the original suffragettes. And on that bombshell,
oh,
we bid goodbye to another edition of the
Show Me This,
Richard and Steve podcast.
It. Well, I'd like to thank you all those ladies at WEW.
Women's Erotic Wrestling.
Erotic Wrestling.
Just get over it. It's happening.
Erotic Wrestling. Jesus Christ. Why can't we have anything with dudes slapping themselves around the face of each with their knobs? Why has it always got to be women with their flanges out?
One word, Stephen.
Hmm?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.